Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we pray that you would feed us.
天父，我们求你来喂养我们。
How we need your word.
因为我们需要你的话语。
How we need to hear you.
我们实在需要听见你的声音。
We commit this time to you.
我们将这段时间交在你的手里。
We want to enter into the fellowship of the Spirit in your word.
我们愿意藉着圣灵进入到与你话语的交通当中。
And we trust in your faithfulness for this.
我们相信你是信实的。
Because you, we know, desire that we should grow.
因为我们愿意，你也愿意我们来成长。
You want us to know you.
你愿意我们来认识你。
You want us to stand strong in you.
你也愿意我们为着你而站住。
So Lord, we are looking to you.
所以主啊，我们仰望你。
And we trust you for your anointing for this time.
我们也求你来恩膏这段时间。
Enable us to hear your voice.
帮助我们听见你的声音。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。阿门。
So that's an excellent song to begin with.
刚才这一首是非常美丽的诗歌。
Because we're reading Galatians, and Galatians is about amazing grace.
因为我们正在读的加拉太书就是讲到奇异的恩典。
And it's so important that we understand this grace.
我们如果能够认识这个奇异的恩典是多么的重要。
Now we are reading Galatians in chapter 3.
今天我们还是读加拉太书第三章。
But before we read, let's remember what the context is.
让我们在读的之前来回顾一下这段经文的前后文是什么。
Galatia is an area in Turkey, the present-day Turkey.
加拉太是在今天的土耳其境内。
Paul had been there and preached the gospel.
保罗访问过那个地方，也在那里传福音。
And many churches were established in different towns and villages.
很多教会在不同的村庄和城镇里面就这样建立起来。
And after Paul left that area,
保罗离开那边以后，
Christians from Jerusalem went up to the area.
那些从耶路撒冷来的犹太人也到了这个地方。
And they began to teach the Galatians something different from what Paul had taught.
他们就开始教导加拉太人那些与保罗所教的不一样的信息。
And when Paul heard about this, he wrote this letter.
所以当保罗听到这件事以后，他就写下加拉太书。
And you remember in chapter 1,
我们记得在第一章里面。
And verse 6, he said, I marvel that you are turning away so soon.From him who called you to the, in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
一章六节说，我稀奇你们这么快离开那藉着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
See, if you turn to a different gospel, you are turning away from him.
如果你们去从了别的福音，你们就是从基督那里转去了。
So this was why Paul was so angry when he wrote this letter.
这就是为什么保罗在写这封书信的时候很气愤。
It was an urgent situation.
因为这是一个很紧张的处境。
So what was the outlook of these Christians from Jerusalem who came to Galatia?
所以那些从耶路撒冷来到加拉太的这些人是什么样子的呢？
They understood that God had given a promise to Abraham.
他们明白神籍的亚伯拉罕给了他们一个应许。
And that was a promise of blessing.
那是一个祝福的应许。
God promised through Abraham to bless not only Abraham, but the whole world.
就是神籍着亚伯拉罕不单祝福了亚伯拉罕也祝福了全世界的人。
Now that was a very precious promise to them.
这对那些加拉太人来说是一个非常珍贵宝贵的应许。
But how would it be fulfilled?
但是这个应许如何来实现呢？
Their understanding was that it would be fulfilled through the law.
那些犹太人他们的理解是这一个应许将会通过律法来实现。
Did not God redeem Israel from Egypt?
难道神没有把以色列人从埃及地拯救出来吗？
And didn't he bring them to Mount Sinai?
难道神没有把以色列人带进西乃山吗？
And didn't he meet them there?
神不是在西乃山与他的百姓相遇吗？
And didn't he give them the law there?
神不是在西乃山底下将律法赐给他们吗？
They heard his voice. He spoke to them.
百姓们在那里听见神向他们说话。
And wasn't Moses the great leader who brought them into the land?
摩西不是那一个伟大的领袖，要把他们带进迦南地吗？
So this was their understanding.
所以这些是那些犹太人的想法。
Through the law, God would bless the whole earth.
神会藉着他的律法来祝福整个世界。
And what was the Galatians' understanding?
那么加拉太人他们是怎么理解的呢？
Well, the Galatians had received the gospel from Paul.
加拉太人是藉着保罗收到福音的。
And they'd believed it and they'd been changed.
他们也相信福音，他们被改变了。
They'd received the Holy Spirit.
他们受了圣灵。
They'd become new creatures.
他们成为新造的人。
And they had great joy.
他们也充满了极大的喜乐。
And they suffered.
他们也受患难。
But they held to the faith.
但是他们一直坚守着信心。
Until these people from Jerusalem came.
直到那些人从耶路撒冷来。
And the people from Jerusalem said, It is good that you have believed.
耶路撒冷来的那些人说，你们所信的不错。
But it's not enough.
但是不够。
You also need to be circumcised.
你们还需要受割礼。
You need to keep the law.
你们需要行律法。
And the Galatians,
那些加拉太人
They didn't understand very much.
他们不大懂这些事情。
And they said, well, believing is such a small thing.
他们说啊，信，相信是一件很小的事情。
All we did was believe.
我们所做的就是相信。
Oh, so there's more.
原来还有更多的事情要做。
We have to do more.
我们应该做些什么。
In order to have the relationship that we thought we had just by believing.
使得我们能够与主有那一个关系，是我们以为单单相信就可以有的那个关系。
And the people from Jerusalem said, yes, that's right.
那些耶路撒冷来的人就说，对了，这就对了。
If you want to have a right relationship with God, it is not just by believing.
如果你要跟神有一个对的关系，单单相信是不够的。
You have to keep the law also.
你必须同时遵行律法。
Now Paul has an argument with this.
那么保罗在这一点上就与他们辩论。
Do you have an argument with this?
你会有一个辩论吗？
Would you be as angry as Paul was?
你会像保罗那样的愤怒吗？
If somebody came teaching these things?
如果有人到这里来，也教导这些事情。
Now we might say, well, this is not very relevant for us.
你可能会说，这些跟我们没什么关系。
Nobody is trying to make us into Jews.
因为没有人要叫我们来做犹太人。
But it is relevant.
但是这确实与我们有关系。
Not because people are going to try and make us into Jews.
不是因为有人要叫我们来做犹太人。
But because of that idea,
而是因为那一种概念
that you cannot have a relationship with God that is right,
就是
unless you also keep the law.
就是除非你同时也遵行律法，不然的话你就不能与神有一个对的关系，这一种想法。
Now, we don't mean the law that involves sacrifices and rituals.
我们所指的律法不是指那些啊宗教的仪式，好像献祭之类的律法。
But we mean that your relationship with God is built not simply upon your faith in Christ, but also upon the sort of person that you are.
但是我所说的就是我们与神的关系不是单单建立在我们信耶稣基督，而是建立在我们是个什么样的人这种想法上。
In other words, your righteousness.
换句话就是说，你自己的义行，你自己的善行。
Your sincerity.
你的真诚。
Your devotion.
你的敬虔。
Your obedience.
你对神的顺服。
Your discipline.
你自律。
All these qualities that are in you.
这些很多的美德在你的里面。
These qualities,
这些美德
they give me a good relationship with God.
是不是这些美德让我与神有一个好的关系？
Is that what you think?
你是不是这样想的？
Can we not be tempted to think like that?
我们会不会不由自主地去这样想呢？
And some of you are thinking right now.
甚至有些人可能现在就是这么想的。
What is he talking about?
这个人在讲什么？
These are good qualities.
这些品德很好啊。
These are important qualities.
这些是非常重要的素质。
Surely.
当然了。
This matters.
这些品德是非常重要的。
But we are talking about justification.
但我们所讲的是称义。
We are talking about our status or our standing with God.
我们没有讲我们现在的地位，或者是
we are not talking about our state.
我们没有在讲我们现在的光景。
I am not talking about what sort of person are you.
我现在不是要说你是怎样的人。
I'm asking the question instead, what is your standing with God?
我是在问你一个问题，你在神面前的地位是怎么样的？
What is justification?
称义是什么意思呢？
Now we've seen that word. Paul says we are justified by faith.
我们看到圣经上说，保罗说我们是因信称义的。
Chapter 3 and verse 8.
在三章八节里面。
And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith.
并且圣经预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义。
What does it mean to be justified?
称义是什么意思呢？
When you hear the word justification, you have to think of a court.
当你听到称义这件事，你就必须想象有一个法庭。
And you think of yourself standing before the judge.
你想象你自己站在法官的面前。
Now maybe you've tried to argue that you're innocent.
可能你拼命地在为自己辩护，说你是无辜的。
But your argument has been swept away.
但是你的辩论没有用。
Maybe you've made excuses.
可能你也是在找借口。
But your excuses have been thrown out.
但是你的借口也是被扔得远远的。
So you're trembling before the judge.
所以你在法官面前恐惧战兢。
You're guilty.
因为你有罪。
You're waiting for the sentence to come.
你等着那个判决。
What is the sentence that the judge will give you?
法官要给你的判决是什么呢？
And the judge pronounces that you are.
然后法官就在那边宣判你。
Not guilty.
你无罪。
Justified.
你被称义了。
Declared right.
你被宣告无罪是对的。
Innocent.
你没有罪。
You may go.
你可以回家了。
Justification is this declaration that you are innocent.
称义的意思就是这一个将你宣判为无罪的判决。
That you are not guilty.
意思说你没有罪了。
And when you're declared not guilty,
当你被宣判无罪的时候，
then your standing before the judge is changed.
你在法官面前的这个地位就改变了。
You're no longer the guilty party.
你不再是那个罪犯。
You're no longer under sentence.
你不再是个被在刑罚下面审判下面的人。
But you're free.
但是你是自由人了。
You can go.
你可以回家了。
This is justification.
这就是称义的意思。
And in Romans chapter 4, we read that extraordinary phrase.
在罗马书的第四章里面有一句非常奇异的话。
Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
And verse 5.
第五节。
Romans 4 verse 5, But to him who does not work but believes on him who justifies the ungodly.
唯有不做工的只信称罪人为义的神。
He justifies the ungodly.
只信称义人称罪人为义的神。
Isn't that remarkable?
这不是太稀奇了吗？
It is like, imagine if you heard it said that the judge declares the guilty innocent.
想象一下，有一个法官，他宣判这个罪人无罪。
How can that be?
这怎么可能呢？
But this is justification.
但这就是称义的意思。
He justifies the ungodly.
他将那个不敬虔不信神的人
How?
称义，这是怎么回事？
Well, in Romans chapter 3,
在罗马书第三章
and verse 26,
26节
it says, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
罗马书三章二十六节，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
So God is able to justify the ungodly and yet still be just.
所以神可以将那些不信神的人称为义，而他自己仍然是那公义之神。
How is that possible?
这是怎么可能的呢？
Because the price has been paid.
因为有人付了代价。
Because Christ died for our sins.
因为基督为我们的罪死了。
The price is paid.
他付了代价。
It's a wonderful thing.
这是一个奇妙的事情。
So what Paul is speaking to the Galatians about is justification.
所以保罗对加拉太人所说的就是称义的事情。
Because he says to them,In verse 3 of chapter 3, Galatians chapter 3, verse 3.
因为他在加拉太书三章三节里面讲
Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
So they were deviating to a different gospel.
因为他们偏离了，要去另外一个福音。
But Paul says you've begun in the Spirit.
但是保罗说，你们靠圣灵入门。
And you must continue in the Spirit.
就必须继续地行在圣灵中。
The foundation has to be right.
那一个根基必须是对的。
So we can ask ourselves.
我们可以问我们自己。
What is my standing with God?
我们在神面前的地位是什么？
Remember, I'm not asking about your state.I'm asking about your standing.
我不是问你自己在神面前的现状，我是问你在神面前的地位是什么。
Are you bold?
你是无所畏惧的吗？
Are you able to say, I am a child of God?
你能够自信地说我是神的孩子吗？
He accepts me.
他已经接纳了我。
He loves me.
他爱我。
He has received me.
神已经接受了我。
He has justified me.
神已经使我称义了。
He does not look upon my sinful condition.
神没有看着我那一个犯罪的光景。
But he receives me as his own.
但是他已经把我接纳为他自己的人。
I am his child. He is my father.
我是他的儿子，他是我的父亲。
That's the boldness that justification allows.
这一种勇敢是称义的人才有的。
And we are justified.By faith,
而我们是在基督耶稣里面因信称义的。
So, this is the situation.
所以这就是我们的现状。
And this is the relevance of this letter to us.
这也就是为什么这封书信对我们每个人都有关系。
So many Christians confuse justification and sanctification.
很多的基督徒对称义和成圣这两件事情有模糊的概念。
Justification is this declaration by God that we are innocent.
称义就是神对我们宣告说你是无罪的。
Sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit in our life.To change us into the likeness of Christ.
成圣就是圣灵在我们每个人生命当中的工作，为了要让我们更像基督。
Who does God justify?
神将什么样的人来称义呢？
The ungodly.
是那些不信的罪人。
Who are sealed by the Holy Spirit?
但却是被圣灵所印记上的。
Those who are justified.
那些人，神将他们称义。
The ungodly.
那些不信神的人。
And then the Holy Spirit begins his work.
然后圣灵就在他们心里面做工。
To change the walk, the behavior, the manners of those who are justified.
将那些已经被称义的人的行为、生命来改变。
So let us not confuse these two things.
所以让我们不要在这两个概念上有混淆。
Justification is immediate.
称义是立刻的。
Justification is irreversible.
称义是不能够被改变过来的。
Justification is a declaration by God.
称义是神的宣告。
Justification is on the grounds of the righteousness of Christ.
称义的根据是基督的义。
And that's the foundation upon which we must build.
这就是我们我们的根基，我们在这个根基上继续的建造。
Any other foundation is we cannot build on.
任何别的根基我们都不可以用来建造。
So remember that the Christians from Jerusalem said the promise will be fulfilled through the law.
所以我们记得那些耶路撒冷来的基督徒说，这一个应许的实现是在律法里面的。
But Paul says no.
但是保罗说不。
And in chapter 3 of Galatians in verse 15,
在加拉太书三章十五节里面，
he says God has made a promise.
他说神已经给了我们一个应许。
He can't change it.
他不可以改动。
Because he's promised.
因为他应许了。
And he says the law in verse 17, the law which came later cannot change the promise.
在三章十七节里说，神预先所立的约不能被那四百三十年以后的律法废掉。
And in verse 16, he says the fulfillment of the promise is not in the law, but it's in Christ.
在十六节里面他讲到那个应许的实现不是在律法里面，而是在基督里面。
So if we are going to inherit the blessing that God has promised,
如果我们要承受神所应许的祝福，
it's either going to be from the law or through the promise.
它要么就是从律法来的，要么就是从那个应许来的。
Not both.
不可能是两样都有。
And that's what he says in verse 18.
这就是保罗在十八节里。
For if the inheritance is of the law, it's no longer of promise.
因为承受产业若本乎律法，就不本乎应许。
But God gave it to Abraham by promise.
但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
So the question immediately arises, well, why then did God give the law?
所以我们立刻就有的问题就是，那么神为什么要把律法赐给我们？
And verse 19 he says, what then, what's the purpose of the law?
所以十九节说，这样说来，律法是为什么有的？
And Paul says, it was added because of transgressions or because of sin.
保罗说，原是为过犯添上的。
Until the seed should come to whom the promise was made.
等候那门应许的子孙来到。
So he says the law was added because of sin.
他说律法要有，因为是为过犯添上的。
And he said it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator.
他说律法是藉着天使经中保之手设立的。
And he said, now a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one.
他说但中保本不是为一面做的，神却是一位。
Now this is a little bit unclear.
这里好像不太清楚。
A lot of people struggle to know what exactly did Paul mean by this.
很多人就在想保罗到底什么意思。
But we know that the law was conditional.
我们知道律法是带条件的。
That is that in the law it said if you obey, then God will bless.
律法说如果你顺服听话，神就祝福你。
And we remember that in verse 10 of chapter 3.
我们记得三章十节里面这样讲。
For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
三章十节，凡以行律法为本的，都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
So there was this, there were two parties, so to speak.
所以在律法有两个方面。
When God gave the law,
当神给了律法。
And clearly one party could fail.
其中的一方可能会失败。
And one party did fail.
这两方中的一方确实已经失败了。
But when God gave the promise,
但是当神给出应许的时候，
it is just God promising.
只有神他来应许。
Is then the law against the promises of God?
那么律法是与神的应许反对吗？
Is there a contradiction here?
这里有没有矛盾呢？
Has God changed his mind?
是不是神改变主意了？
Paul says no.
保罗说断乎不是。
Certainly not.
断乎不是。
Because the law never can give life.
因为律法永远不能给你生命。
And don't we know that to be true?
我们难道不知道吗？
How many of us have found ourselves living under the law?
有多少人我们中间发现我们是活在律法底下？
How do you know if you're living under the law?
你怎么知道你是生活在律法底下？
You feel guilty.
你会觉得愧疚。
You feel like a failure.
你觉得自己失败了。
You feel like you can never be good enough.
你感觉自己永远也改不好了。
You have no joy.
你没有喜乐。
People talk about the joy of the Lord, you don't know what that is.
别人在讲主的喜乐怎么样，但是你一点都感觉不到。
And you can't worship.
你也不能够来敬拜他。
If those things are in us,
如果这些感觉在我们里面，
then probably we are living under the law.
那么也许你正活在律法底下。
That is, our relationship with God is built upon the foundation of who we are, what we are, and what we do.
也就是你与神的关系正建立在你是谁，你做了什么，你是怎样的人。
And Paul says, if you could have got life that way, well,
保罗说，如果你能够这样得到生命的话，
then that would have been the only way.
那么这就是唯一的路。
But not so.
但不是的。
And in verse 22,
22节，
But the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
三章二十二节，但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所应许的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。
What did the law do?
律法做了什么？
It gave us the knowledge of sin.
它给我们罪的概念。
It shone a light upon sin.
它把这个灯照在罪上面。
When we truly see what the law is,
当我们看到律法的时候，
then all we can do is confess that we are sinners.
我们所能做的就是承认我们是个罪人。
That's the function of the law.
这就是律法的功能。
So he says, keep reading, verse 23.
二十三节。
But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed.
二十三节。但这因信得救的理还未来已先，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那将来的真理、真道显明出来。
Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
这样，律法是我们训门的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
Now, this, the translation in English and Chinese is not really right.
这里中文和英文的翻译都不是那么准确。
Because the word that Paul used here refers to a slave.
因为保罗这里所用的一个字是，意思是奴隶。奴。
And literally, the word means a boy leader.
其实这个字的意思是啊，一个管教男孩的人。
This slave, his responsibility was to take a boy or a girl, a child, to school.
这个奴仆的责任就是带着这个男孩或者女孩去学校。
And he was to guard them from physical harm and moral harm.
他要保护他们免受身体上或者道德上的攻击。
He was like a guardian.
他就好像是一个管家，一个监护人。
He was to protect the child.
他的功能是去保护这个孩子。
And take the child to school.
然后呢，他就带着这个学
孩子上学。He wasn't a teacher.
他不是师父。
He took the child to school.
他不是老师，他是把孩子带去学校。
But he wasn't the teacher.
他不是老师。
Now when we think of the law, This is its function.
我们想到律法的时候，这就是律法的功能。
It is to guard us.
这个律法是保护我们。
It was to keep the people from moral harm and danger.
是保护我们免受道德上、身体上很多的危险。
That was the function of the law.
这就是律法的功能。
Until
一直到
the Christ should come.
一直到基督来的时候。
But Paul says, after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
保罗说，当我们带着因信得救的礼，既然来到，我们就不在这个师父的手下了。
So he says the law was this guardian.
他说律法是一个监护人。
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because the law, rather the slave, took the child to school.
但是很有趣的是，我们看到这个律法就好像这个奴仆把孩子送去学校。
Well, at school he learned something.
在学校里他肯定会学到东西。
But the law didn't teach him.
但是这个律法没有教他。
What did we learn at school?
那我们在学校里学到什么呢？
What we learned was that we were sinners.
我们所学到的就是我们是个罪人。
And that we could not obey the law.
我们没有力量来遵循律法。
And we needed a savior.
我们需要一位救主。
And Paul uses this picture of a child.
保罗就用这一幅图画，就是一个小孩子。
And then the child comes of age.
然后当这小孩子长大。
And when the child comes of age, he no longer needs this carer, this guardian.
当这孩子长大的时候，他就再也不需要这个管家和师父。
And he says, "You have come of age."
他说你已经长大了。
In verse 26, "For you are all sons of God."
26节，你们都是神的儿子。
Sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
And that word "sons" refers not to just a child, but refers to a child who has grown up and come of age.
这里的儿子，他所指的不是那些小孩子，而是指已经长大成人的儿子。
So Paul is saying, "This is your standing with God."
所以保罗说，这就是你们在神面前的身份。
You are a son.
你是一个长大的儿子。
You're not a little child.
你不是小孩子。
You've grown up.
你长大了。
You've come of age.
你已经成年了。
You can stand beside your father.
你可以站在你父亲的身边。
And you can enter into your father's business.
你也可以进入你父亲的事业。
How did we come to be sons?
那我们是怎么成为成年的儿子？
And sons of God.
而且是神的儿子。
He says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ."
他说，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
Now there's a picture there of putting on clothing.
这里有一幅图画，就是你穿衣服。
And we might think, well, just to put on clothing, that's very superficial.
我们可能想，就是穿一件衣服，这个事情很表面。
No, it's not superficial in this reference.
但在这里，这件事情并不表面。
This putting on of Christ.
这是在披戴基督。
Shows who you are.
是在告诉你你是谁。
It's like when the emperor wore his purple robe.
就好像皇帝穿着紫颜色的袍子。
That signified who he is.
这代表了他的身份。
This is the emperor.
这是皇帝。
We have put on Christ.
今天我们穿上披戴了基督。
Who are we?
那我们是谁呢？
Sons of God.
是神的儿子。
For there is, he said, and then verse 28, "For there is neither Jew nor Greek,There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
28节、29节，并不分犹太人、希腊人，自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
Why is there neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free?
为什么不再分犹太人、希腊人？
Why is there no male and female?
为什么不再分自主的、为奴的、或男或女？
Because you are all sons of God.
因为你们都是神的儿子。
Raised up to that high status.
你们被提高到这一个的
身份 through faith in Jesus Christ.
是因着你们在基督耶稣里的信而成。
What a gospel this is!
这是多么大的福音。
What amazing grace this is!
多么奇异的恩典。
So this is the first thing Paul says about the law.
所以这是保罗在讲到律法的时候所说的
第一点。Is the promise fulfilled by the law?
应许是不是通过律法来成全的呢？
No.
不是的。
The promise is fulfilled in Christ.
应许是在基督里面应验的。
And the law was simply to keep us until Christ came.
律法的功能只不过是将我们一直圈着，直到基督来的时候。
Now he goes another step.
然后他就进入另外一个。
We're in chapter 4.
第四章。
Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all.From a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father.
我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别，乃是在师傅和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。
Now Paul is using another picture from his culture.
保罗在用他当时文化的另一幅图画来解释这件事情。
There is a man who is very wealthy.
有一个非常富有的人。
He has a son.
他有个儿子。
But his son is just a child.
但他的儿子很小。
So he appoints guardians to care for his son.
所以他就叫师傅和管家。
And stewards to look after all the wealth that he has.
他让师父来照顾这个孩子，让管家来照顾他家里的全业。
And as a boy,
作为小男孩来说，
he has no influence.
他没有什么影响力。
He has no control over the wealth that he owns.
这小男孩也对父亲的家业也没有什么支配。
He has no freedom.
他没有自由。
He has to do what the guardians tell him to do.
他必须要做师父教他所做的。
Until he comes of age.
一直到他成年长大。
He's a father appoints a time, a certain age.
因为他父亲预定了一个时候，就是当他几岁的时候。
And at that appointed time,
在那个时候，
the guardians go.
师父走了。
The stewards go.
管家也走了。
And he now is master of all.
现在这个男孩子就成为全家的主人。
That's the picture.
这幅图画。
And Paul says in verse 3 of chapter 4, Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world.
第三节，我们为孩童的时候，受管于世俗小学之下。
What does he mean by that?
这是什么意思？
He's saying, when we were under the law,
他是说我们在律法以下的时候，
everything in the law had to do with things on the earth.
律法里面的每一件事情都是讲到这世界上的事。
There were holy days, there were feast days.
有圣日，有节期。
There were sacrifices.
有献祭。
There was a building, temple.
有那个会幕。
There was all these different rules that had to be kept.
有圣殿，还有各种各样的礼仪都需要被遵守。
And he calls that bondage under the elements of the world.
他把这叫做你受管于世俗小学之下。
But when the fullness of time had come,
即至时候满足。
Remember the picture?
记得那个图画吗？
The father appoints a day when the son comes of age.
就是父亲预定了一个时候，就是他孩子成年的时候。
When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law,To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
即至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So this adoption is not our sort of adoption.
这一种儿子的名分不是我们所想的。
You know, we think about adopting a baby.
我们想我们收养了一个孩子。
But that's not what is referred to here.
但这里说神收养了他的儿子不是这个意思。
This is being made an heir.
我们是被称作他产业的继承人。
Because the son is an heir to the Father.
因为儿子是父亲产业的继承人。
This is not a little child.
这不是一个小孩子。
This is a son.
这是一个成年的儿子。
He has come of age.
他已经成年了。
And the adoption means he is being placed as a son.
这一个收养的意思就是他已经接受到儿子的名分。
There is one only begotten son of the Father.
我们的父神只有一个他的独生儿子。
The Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣基督。
God sent forth his son.
神差遣他的儿子。
That we might be adopted as sons.
使得我们可以成为他的儿子。
And because you are sons, in verse 6, God has sent forth the Spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。
The Spirit of his son.
这是他儿子的灵。
With what joy and with what freedom does the Lord Jesus say, Father?
当主耶稣说父啊，他里面是多么的喜乐和多么的自由。
With what confidence does the Lord Jesus speak to his Father?
他是那么的自信，当主耶稣向天父祷告的时候。
He knows the love of his Father.
因为他知道父神对他的爱。
He said, I and my Father are one.
他说我与父原为一。
Loved with a perfect love.
这是一个全备的爱。
Nothing hinders that love.
没有一样东西可以拦阻那个爱。
Because he is God's son.
因为他是神的儿子。
And the spirit of his son.
他儿子的灵。
Has been sent into our hearts.
这一个神儿子的灵被差遣入我们的心。
That we, like him, might also say, Father.
使得我们也可以像主耶稣一样的呼叫天父说阿爸父。
And with the same boldness.
也是同样的带着那样的信心说的。
And with the same confidence.
同样的自信。
Therefore you are no longer a slave.
可见从此以后你不是奴仆。
But a son.
乃是儿子。
And if a son.
既是儿子。
Heir,
就靠着神为后嗣。
Through God,
靠着神为后嗣。
This is our place. This is our position.
这就是我们今天的地位。
And remember, I said that the Galatians felt that faith was so little.
记得吗？加拉太人他们觉得信心是这么的小一件事情。
They didn't have to climb a mountain.
他们不需要去爬高山。
They didn't have to go down to the depths of the sea.
他们也不要去下到深海中。
They didn't have to do some great work.
他们不需要去做什么伟大的事情。
They simply put their trust in the Lord Jesus.
他们就是简简单单把他们的信心放在耶稣的手中。
What is this faith?
这是什么信心？
This faith is a surrender.
这一个信心就是把自己交托的信心。
Faith is surrender.
相信就是交托你自己。降服神。
All the time we are protesting, I am good.
所有这些你在为自己宣告我很好的时候。
Maybe I have a few faults.
也许我有一些小错误。
You know, my wife makes me angry.
你看我的妻子。
My husband makes me angry.
我的丈夫总是让我不开心。
But I'm good.
但我很好。
That is our protest.
这就是我们的为自己的辩护。
And there has to come a time when we surrender.
但是总有一天我们要把自己降服下来，交托神。
The law has said you are sinful.
因为律法说你是罪人。
There's nothing good.
没有一样好事好在你里面。
You are shut up in sin.
你被罪关起来，关锁起来了。
So we surrender.
所以我们要降服下来。
Not because of force.
不是因为有人逼我们。
But because of love.
而是因为神的爱。
Love draws out this surrender.
是神的爱把我们降服下来。
And we see that Christ died for us.
因为我们看到基督为我们死。
The Lord Jesus became a curse for us.
基督耶稣为我们成为那个咒诅。
He paid the price of our sins.
他为我们的罪付了赎价。
Why do you say it was, no, it, not, it was not necessary?
你为什么还要说这不需要呢？不必要这样做呢？
If you say, I am righteous,
如果你说我很有义，
even if I have just this much righteousness,
甚至于我哪怕只有这一点点的义，
then Christ didn't need to die for you.
基督就不需要为你死了。
But he needed to die for me.
但是他需要为我死。
Because there's nothing good.
因为我里面没有好。
And if I protest my righteousness, I blaspheme him.
如果我要夸口我自己里面有多少好，我就是在亵渎基督。
But faith seems so small.
但是信心看上去好像是这么小一件事情。
Think of this.
你这样想。
There is a beggar.
有一个乞丐。
The beggar is on the street.
坐在路旁。
He's holding out his hands.
他把他的手伸出来。
Please, sir. Please.
请你，求求你。
The beggar has nothing.
我这个乞丐没有一样东西。
And he puts out his hands.
他就把他的手伸出来。
What does he receive?
他能接到什么？
Well, you might say he might get a coin.
你说他可能会拿到一个硬币。
50 cents.
五毛钱。
Nothing. Just a small coin.
小小的钱，没有多的钱。
But what if,
但是
standing before that beggar,
站在那个乞丐面前
is not you or me,
不是你和我
but the Son of God,
而是神的儿子
we could only give him 50 cents,
我们只能给那个乞丐五毛钱
what might the Son of God put into those outstretched hands?
但神的儿子他能够给这个乞丐伸出来的手里面给他什么呢？
The outstretched hands of the beggar are our faith.
这是我们就像乞丐一样伸出我们的手。
What you receive in your hands depends not upon how you stretch them out, but who's standing before you.
而你所得到的东西不是取决于你伸出的双手，而是取决于谁站在你的面前。
And when we reach out to the Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们伸出手来到主耶稣基督的面前的时候
for mercy and for forgiveness,
我们求恩典求赦免
the grace that we receive is equal to him.
我们所收到的接受到的恩典就跟他自己一样的伟大
the salvation is worthy of him.
整一个救恩是跟他自己一样伟大
it is not a small thing.
这不是一件小事情
it is worthy of him.
这我们所收到的是他的自己。
So our faith is very small.
虽然我们的信心很小。
Our faith seems like nothing.
我们的信心好像一无所有。
But the gift.
但是我们拿到的礼物。
The gift is glorious.
神给我们的礼物是蛮有荣耀的。
We are justified before God by faith.
我们在神的面前因信称义了。
It is not from ourselves.
这不是从我们自己来的。
It is the gift of God.
是神给我们的礼物。
This is what Paul is arguing for.
这是保罗一直在辩论的。
This is why he's so angry.
这是保罗为之愤怒的。
Don't you see what God has done in his son?
你没有看到神借着他的儿子做了什么吗？
How can you turn aside?
你怎么能在偏离正道呢？
You are sons of God.
你们都是神的儿子。
Through faith in Jesus Christ.
因着信耶稣基督。
You need nothing more.
你不需要别的了。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you and bless you for such a gift.
主，我们感谢你，我们称颂你，你给我们这样的礼物。
We cannot even begin to imagine the glory of the giver.
我们没有办法想象你赐给我们的荣耀。
We are the beggars.
我们就是那个乞丐。
We have nothing.
我们一无所有。
We are lost.
我们失迷了方向。
But you have received us.
但是你来接纳了我们。
And you have paid the price of our sins.
你为我们的罪付上了代价。
And grace abounds.
你给我们这样大的恩典。
Lord, we bless and thank you.
我们称颂你，我们感谢你。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
God of all grace.
你是恩惠的神。
God who is rich in mercy.
你是丰富的，你是慈爱的神。
Lord, your love is so great.
你对我们的爱这样的大。
And this salvation so wonderful.
这一个救恩是太奇妙，太伟大了。
We praise and bless your holy name.
我们赞美你，我们称颂你的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。